Continuing Maseches Trumos, we are in Perek Dal, the fourth Perek. We are up to Mishnah Beis, the second Mishnah. Mishnah says as follows: Mishahayu Peroso the Megura. A person had his fruits in Megura, some type of storage bin where he would keep all the fruits. Nosan Sa'al ben Levi was Sa'al ani. So there happens to be the Rav Bartanur brings down two different pshatim, two different explanations of what this Mishnah is. I'll start with the first. Perhaps at the end, we'll explain the other way of understanding the Mishnah. The first way of understanding it is, you have this individual who's working for the landowner, and he's part of his job is that he's fed a meal in the middle of the day. But the problem is that he has gotten to know the owner of this field. He doesn't really trust him that he takes off Truma and Meiser properly. So he's always checking to make sure that he takes off Truma and Meiser. So Truma, we learned from Maseches Demai, that we don't really suspect people for not taking it off, because everyone takes off Truma. The question just is on Meiser. So now he sees the Nasan Sa'ala ben Levi and Sa'ala Ani. He happens to notice that he gave a Sa'ah, a particular measurement of, let's say, whatever it is, say it was lettuce. He gave a Sa'ah of lettuce to the Levi and a Sa'ah to the Ani. So the Mishnah says, Mafresh el Shmonis in Va'aflan. Since, according to the calculation, it would work that if he takes off one Sa'ah, then he could take off another. In other words, it would be one tenth. So if he has, it's not exact measurements, but it would be approximately 10 sa'ah altogether. So then he could take off another 8 sa'ah, and he could eat from that, assuming that truma was taken off properly. And now that maaser was taken off, he watched him give a sa'ah to a levi, another sa'ah to an ani. So now it's properly tied, everything is good to go. Divrei Rav Meir, v'chachamim ma'amrim enei mafresh ela fi cheshbon. V'chachamim say he cannot just take off another 8. He has to assume that the owner who's feeding him is taking off enough meiser that he can eat his meal. But he can't assume that he took off enough truma and meiser that he now has enough to eat 8 sa'ah worth, but people don't feed someone so much. So why did he give the levi so much, or why did he give the ani so much? The reason is because he wanted to give a matana. In other words, we're dealing with assumptions over here. We're deciding how much can he assume has been taken off properly, and now how much has been metukan, is now fixed, and can be eaten without any farther activity. The answer says, according to a mayor, you could assume that the entire portion that was given to the levi is for meiser. The entire portion given to the ani is for meiser, and therefore you have 8 which are free to go. Chacham disagree. They say, no, that's not how it works. You assume that he took off only the required amount, which is one meal, approximately 4 sa'ah. The other amount that he gave to the levi or to the ani, that wasn't in the category of meiser, it was just simply a gift. And therefore, tomorrow when he wants to eat, he would have to take off truma, he has to take off meiser again. We'll stop with this pshat, just to understand that the Rambam has another way of understanding the Mishnah.